It is March 27th. About 150 Russians died after a terrorist attack, most likely orchestrated by ISIS in Moscow. However, the Russian authorities stubbornly link the attack to Ukraine, even directly blaming Ukrainians for the deaths of Russians. Do you know why this is happening? Why do they insist on a nonsensical version of Ukrainian involvement? Because they care about nothing more than fueling hatred towards Ukraine among Russians. Putin and his cronies will dance on the corpses of their compatriots, spit on them, do anything if it serves to stoke hatred towards Ukraine. Russia is a rotten terrorist state led by true degenerates who don't give a shit about everyone and everything. They have stolen so many billions for themselves that they don't even know what else to desire. They've tried every drug in existence, every possible sexual perversion. Nothing affects them anymore. Only war. It's Putin's main drug, his main lover. If he needs to kill 20,000 Russians to take the ruins of a small village, he will do it. If he needs to take money from hospitals and schools and spend it on tanks and concentration camps, he will do it. If he needs to be a blunt, cynical scumbag who lies while standing on the bones of his citizens killed by ISIS, he will do it. Junkie is not controlled by their head or heart, it's controlled by the dose, and for it, it is willing to do anything. Putin is a wild junkie, completely dependent on war, and for it, he is ready to do anything. There is nothing he would not do, no red lines he would not cross. Don't delude yourself into thinking that he is only interested in Ukraine. He is interested in war. He is addicted to murder, torture, occupation, executions, and mass graves stretching to the horizon. If he can lie while standing on the graves of his own voters, he will do anything in a heartbeat. After Bucha, after Mariupol, after thousands of abducted Ukrainian children, do you think he has anything he will stop at? I bet he won't. He will wage war as long as he is alive and free, and it could be decades. At some point, this stupid junkie will decide to increase the dose when the war against Ukraine alone no longer provides the usual high, and he will start bombing United States, Europe, Japan, invading Germany, and evading the French for what Napoleon did 2 centuries ago by burning Moscow. He is a stupid, ruthless junkie, a miserable cretin who would be better off destroyed by the entire world now than to have this entire world later dragged into a war on terms of that junkie.